Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundation@hearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
Back in the early 1980s, Merrillville, Indiana resident Scott Albanese was a bricklayer who was seeking a source of additional income in the wintertime. Scott started tinkering with candy making, and he eventually hit a home run with his gummy bears made with real fruit flavors. And as they say, the rest is history. His company went viral, and he eventually decided to retire from active participation in the business and turned operations over to his three daughters. Today, the Albanese Candy Company, based in Merrillville, employs hundreds of workers who produce legendary gummy bears and an assortment of specialty chocolates 24 hours a day, shipping their products to more than 40 countries. Come along and join Scott's daughter, Bethany Albanese, to learn the rest of the story. Across the street from the Albanese Candy Company is the family-run Chicagoland Popcorn Company that offers more than 250 distinctive flavors, from bacon and cheddar to caramel sea salt and cheddar cheese. In addition to grab-and-go sales and online retail, the family business also specializes in corporate gifts and events. Come along and join Magda Walker for the story of the family-run business. Here we are at the mothership, the world headquarters of Albanese, world's best gummy bears. You do more than that. This was a high point on my itinerary.
That's how we want it to be, too, is like, don't just pass by us. Mm-hmm. Make us a point on your stop.
Your dad, Mr. Albanese, started this business?
Yep, so my dad, Scott Albanese, started the business with my mom. It started as just a small retail store, and then they grew into manufacturing. And about in the late 90s, he was kind of getting bored because business was great and looked to the candy industry at what needed to be improved, and he landed on gummy bears. He just thought, these have got to be able to taste better than this.
It really was a game changer. Talk to us about the different colors. They're not just random food dyes that have this generic taste to them.
No, his whole thought process was getting the flavor to pop out of gelatin, which was technically thought to be impossible. So he worked and made 7 different types of cherry, 7 different types of lemon, and so on and so forth, and got it to be possible that when you would eat the red gummy bear, you could say, oh my gosh, this is cherry. I can taste it for the first time. Not only that, but he came out with the softer texture for Americans. We don't like to work our jaws when we're eating. We want to enjoy.
Or pull your fillings.
Or pull your fillings, exactly. So they're not sticky, and they have a really great chew to them.
But you guys have just keep exploding, going viral. I had no clue. What do you have, like 1 million square feet of production?
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of square feet of production now. You know, really just the consumers, I think that they're just voting for our brand, and that's what we appreciate is, You know, they're voting with their money by saying, I want a product that I can enjoy and taste, and I'm willing to pay a little bit more. And we're not that much more expensive. We're just a little bit more expensive than the other brands out there because we're using high quality ingredients in our products.
People,
and they know.
Yeah.
And they know. You know, there's nothing worse than buying something that you think you're going to enjoy and then eating it and You feel like, oh, let down by it.
And one more thing about your production, I thought, well, yeah, you do an 8-hour shift and everybody go home. You go, no.
I know. Millions and millions of gummy bears produced every single day out of this factory in Northwest Indiana.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are making gummy bears.
And there's more. You're expanding again, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, we're expanding again. We've got room for more gummy production lines and a bigger warehouse to ship out all the orders that we have.
The gummy bear remains your anchor, right? But you do other products as well.
Yeah, so the gummy bears were like our claim to fame in the sense of we started with roasting nut meats and coating them in chocolates, which to our knowledge were one of the only manufacturers taking a freshly roasted nut and immediately coating it in chocolate. So, and our chocolate is our own recipe. It's a European style, super creamy, just delicious chocolate. But consumers we found were really emotional about chocolate. So for instance, if you grew up in San Francisco, Ghirardelli is the factory right there. You have an emotional connection to Ghirardelli because that's what your grandma bought you when you were younger. Where gummies was different is that we were definitively better. Even though people eat our chocolate and they say, yeah, yours is better, but you know, my grandma bought me that. Gummies is like, nobody grew up really on gummies. And so this was a game changer for us to be able to come in the market and say, here's how good gummies can taste. And so the world's best tagline is actually what our consumers were telling us. They were saying, these are the best gummy bears, they're the world's best. So when we created our brand, we said, you know what? We're throwing it on there. That's what they're saying. So we're putting that on as our tagline.
And you are in the process of taking over the world.
Yeah. You're going. That sounds intimidating when you say that.
I know. But you've gone beyond the border. You're in Europe and Asia. Tell us about some of the other places.
Absolutely. So you can find us in Mexico. You can find us in Canada. You've got Japan. Just really so many, 41 different countries, Costa Rica. What's so cool is our fans travel so much, and so they love to snap a picture and tag us in it, which we, it just thrills us because we don't always know exactly where they ended up in the country, but so it's really great to see what stores they've ended up in and that our consumers are finding them and that they're getting a kick out of. Something in Northwest Indiana is now in Japan on their trip.
And your dad, he eventually said, I've had enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was either pulled the tent or so what happened?
It's really a unique story. So my dad is just, this business was never about him. It was always about the consumers enjoying it.
Let's back up a moment because he was a concrete contractor.
Well, yeah. So he's a bricklayer.
Uh-huh.
He was a bricklayer and we're Italian. And so when he was started a family and there was no money in the winter, said, I need to feed my family. And so knew he didn't want to do the restaurant business, but he knew Italians were good at food. And so candy to us is food. And so that's what brought him into the candy space.
So he built it up, made it go viral.
My dad's an idea guy. He has a high risk tolerance, great at making big, bold moves. And so when the business with the gummies got its footing under us and we kind of had a rhythm to what we were doing, he just kind of felt like, you know what? The business doesn't need me in the way that it needed me. And like he'll tell you, if he was sitting here, I'm not a process guy. I don't want to sit down and do the whole process of refining and making things within the factory even better. He just wants to build the factory, do the lines, come out with a cool gummy. And so he recognized that the business didn't need what he had offered. And so started very early on, you know, about 8 years ago, started saying, you know what, I think I'm going to retire. Me and my two sisters were working here. And he says, are you guys wanting to take over the business or, you know, to sell it? And we're like, no, we're in it. We love this business. We love our customers and everything.
So you and your two sisters now run everything here.
Yeah, me and my two sisters share co-presidency, and we handle everything. We know this business like the back of our hands. We've worked in every position. So this is, I tell people, it's not your daddy-daughter relationship you would normally think about. This business is not for us. It's for everyone that works here. And so we came in ground up learning all the different positions, really proved ourselves and built our team here that we have today. We have just an awesome team. As you know, no great business is from just the leader. It's the team that's behind them.
Yeah, and that being said, a lot of times with three sisters, there's a pecking order. I know you know what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. I know.
But you guys have found a way to relatively balance the familial relationship.
Well, and I think it was similar to how my parents handle it. A lot of people would say that they could never work with their spouse. Mm-hmm. And my parents did it the entirety of their growing this business. And how did they do it? They split up their roles and then they trusted each other. And so we each cover a different area of the business with minor overlapping. And we just trust each other that you're doing the best for your area. We've got our goals. We've got the direction that the company's heading in, the vision, and we're all aligned on that. And so we just kind of run our area. So we actually hang out on the weekends still. I guess we're kind of crazy. Like, we like each other.
That's really cool. I love it. Well, only because I got to go.
Yeah.
I could stay, talk to you for an hour, but it's been wonderful. Okay, to learn more about your world of gummy bears,
you can go to albanyseconfectionery.com. You can go to any of our social media pages, which is Albanese Confectionery or Albanese Candy, you'll find us on. And I'm Bethany Albanese, and I just really appreciate being able to visit with you.
Very cool. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the world headquarters, the mothership of Albanese Gummy Bears in Indiana. We'll see you here.
So my name is Magda Walker, and Dwayne Walker is my husband, we own Chicagoland Popcorn. We have owned Chicagoland for the last 8 years.
So how did it come about? How did that start?
Okay, so there is a story. There's always a story when a husband and wife own a business. So my husband was retiring, leaving corporate. This was something that he wanted to do. I was at home being grandma.
I presume he liked making popcorn.
Well, I think it was more that he knew some friends. He had some friends down in Georgia who had a popcorn shop, and he had watched them, and he'd watched them grow their business and thought, you know something, this would work really well in the Midwest, specifically in the Maryville area. And so he brought it to me, and I said, you know, you can do whatever you want. It's your retirement. I'm doing my retirement differently. So he opened the store, and about 6 months into production of popcorn, Dwayne realized that he had something a little bit bigger than what he had anticipated. Oh, yeah. And so he came to me and said, I think I need some help. So help started out being 1 day a week, and then I started working 2 days a week. And then by that January, I was working 6 and 7 days a week. So that was 8 years ago, and here we are doing it together.
And, yeah, I heard you have a son and the working in the
absolutely, background. Absolutely. Our son is one of our managers. He's one of our production managers. We have two. He's been with us since the very beginning. Our daughter was working for us. She's an educator, and decided that this was a little bit too much work. Yeah, this is a seven-day business.
She'd rather teach kids.
She'd rather teach kids. That's the truth. And so she left us, I think, year two. Her husband stayed with us for about 4 years, and we've had a slew of family that have worked with us over the last 8 years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How does your sales and distribution work? Is it mostly retail people coming in here?
Okay, so basically, we are grab and go. So yes, that's a sizable population of our customers. I'd say the primary one. Our second pool of customers would be our events. We do weddings and events, popcorn bars, popcorn favors, all that fun stuff for parties.
So custom labeling.
Absolutely. All of that fun stuff. We do all of that here. Fundraising. We have virtual as well as the traditional fundraising. Our virtual program, we pretty much had to expand during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We had to do contactless. It's 50%. Pretty common within the industry, wholesale and gifts.
And working with nonprofit fundraisers?
All the time. Yeah. All the time we're working with nonprofits, doing their fundraising, churches, scouting groups, schools, you name it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, here comes the fun part.
I'm scared.
Well, it's right in your face. I mean, the lexicon of the array of different varieties.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. So we have over 500 recipes. In our main store, which is where you are right here, we normally carry about 135 flavors. In our secondary store, about 60, 65, pretty much just the top 25 flavors in our satellite store.
Is there a flavor that if you took it away, there'd be riots?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Our cheese-coated caramel, people drive in.
Just for that.
We have customers that come in from South Bend. They come in from Lafayette. That's about an hour plus away. Wow. They come in for that flavor. We have customers that will call ahead just to make sure it's in the store before they get on the highway to come in because they don't want to have a wasted trip.
Right.
Yeah. A riot would be cheese-coated caramel. Yeah. Yeah.
Some other must-have, must-do varieties that are...
Loaded baked potato, caramel sea salt, even Chicagoland mix. That's traditional here in the Midwest. That cheese and the caramel put together, that really is a Midwestern...
So that goes way back.
Oh, it goes way back.
Yeah, you guys didn't invent that.
No, we didn't invent that at all. But it's a palate. It's a taste that those of us who grew up in the Midwest, it's just what we were used to. We're used to. And so that's a flavor that is number one every week, every month, and for the last 8 years.
Interesting. And talk about Dwayne's favorite.
Oh, you know something? My husband is so funny. So he is correct that his personal favorite flavor is caramel sea salt. And it's yummy. It really is. It's one of our top five flavors. However, he's correct. We had customers coming in saying, hey, why don't you add caramel to Indiana mix? Our Indiana mix is just cheese and white cheddar. And I thought, well, shoot, Dwayne likes all those flavors too. I took some wifely. Okay. And I went ahead and said, yeah, it's Dwayne's favorite. So that is how that became labeled as Dwayne's favorite. Yes, that flavor. Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys continually pushing the limit and experimenting?
We're always experimenting. As you saw earlier, we've got a jar in our store. Customers will come in and all the time and leave little notes saying, hey, try this, try that. Or I was in this popcorn store in this state. This is what they're doing. The guys in the back are wonderful with flavors. And so periodically, we are introducing new flavors. Now, they've got to be able to sell. So over the years, we've had a ton of flavors, some shrimp flavors. I mean, we've had...
I saw that. We still have that up there.
No, we don't any longer.
Well, it was lobster or
something. Yeah, right. We've got crab legs, which
crab legs
is out there. Yes, yeah. It is. Crab legs is there. But over the years, we have had a slew of flavors that just didn't make it. You know, you bring them out, you see if they sell. They don't sell well, and so we just go ahead and retire them permanently. But we have offered them, yes. But we've had some fun things, you know, tomato and, you know, cheddar cheese and just some fun stuff over the years.
That's really cool. And I understand that right in the here and now that sourcing of raw materials is just a nightmare for you.
It is a nightmare. It is, and not getting any better. The war in the Ukraine has affected oils. What most people don't realize is that a lot of our oils do in fact come from that region. There are seasonings that are grown specifically in those soils from that region. And the war has impacted those items being able to make it out of the region, whether tankers couldn't get out because of the wars or delayed because of the wars. And then we've also had our own shortage of workers. So as you know, a few months ago, this past year, we had tankers that were loaded up with product just kind of sitting out in the water because we didn't have people to unload them. Mm-hmm. So all of that has wrecked havoc on the supply chain.
And what was this deal Dwayne was talking about? Major ingredient?
So basically we use a particular sugar, a sugar derivative, I should say, that we'd used for 8 years that we actually are not able to get any longer.
Because of
supply chain issues. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, it's a supply chain issue. And so those of us that were smaller down the chain of purchasing didn't have the purchase power as some of the larger companies did. And so they're getting their product. We aren't getting ours. But what it did do, I will say this much, and what it has done, it's forced us to not be complacent and think outside the box and come up with other ways of doing things. It may not be an easier way, just a different way accomplish the same goal.
So are you on a major highway where people just see you and decide to stop in?
Yes. Yeah. We are right on Route 30,
which
is a major highway here in Northwest Indiana.
It goes east
and west. So if you're coming from Fort Wayne and you're going towards the city of Chicago, you are going to pass us. If you are leaving Illinois and you're coming in from Joliet, you're going to pass us. So our location is wonderful. We have fabulous neighbors right across the street with the Albanese Candy Factory. And then we also have Deep River Water Park, which is 2 minutes away up the highway. And that is the largest outdoor water park in the state of Indiana.
Wow.
So We're really located beautifully. We're 25 minutes from the Indiana Dunes. We have one of the youngest national parks. The Dunes is one of our younger, newer mm-hmm. national parks in the national park system. 5 trails that are within probably 30 minutes of our store. Very so cool. We get lots of campers coming in, lots of families coming in, day trippers coming in. And so we're just a nice activity for them to do when they're done doing what they came in to do. Mm-hmm. They can stop through and get some popcorn on their way home.
I love it. To learn more about your world.
So please, please, please go to chicagolandpopcorn.com. Our website is amazing, if I do say so myself. Make sure you click on the events portion because, again, you'll see all the beautiful events and weddings and baby showers and all that great stuff that we also do here. We're located in Merrillville, Indiana at 5470 East Lincoln Highway.
Your partners in crime.
Oh, my partners in crime. Oh, my goodness. I could not forget my husband of 35 years, Dwayne Walker, and our son, Nicholas Walker, an employee with us as well, and the rest of the Chicagoland Popcorn team. We're all here to serve and make you all happy and have you have a good time and feel welcome in Northwest Indiana.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a great day.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing it today with us.
My pleasure. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Indiana. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundation@hearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
Why don't you go where Harlem sits for another riff? Spangled gowns upon the bevy of highbrow from down the levee, all misfits putting on the riff. Why, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bow rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the wrist.